The scripture from the Old Testament is Psalms 126:1-3. Yes. When the Lord restored the fortune of Zion, we went like those who dream. Then our mouths were filled with laughter, and our tongues with shouts of joy. Then it was said among the nations, "The Lord has done great things. The Lord has done great things for those, and we rejoice." The New Testament is from 1 Corinthians 4:10. We are fools for the sake of Christ, but you are sensible people in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are honored. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
When I was putting together the message for this morning, I chose the title, and it brought my memory back to a dance that Donald O'Connor did so brilliantly in the greatest musical ever filmed, Singing in the Rain. And the song is called Make 'Em Laugh, and we're going to show a part of that song on video. This is about halfway through. If you have never seen Singing in the Rain, you need to. It is hysterically funny. I believe I have read where after they finished filming this routine, because I think it took him several days, he ended up in the hospital. So let us pray. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be truly acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and redeemer. Amen. A man and his wife and his cranky mother-in-law went on vacation to the Holy Land. And while they were there, the mother-in-law very unexpectedly passed away. And the undertaker told them, "You can have her shipped home for $5,000, or you can bury her here in the Holy Land for $150,000. And the man thought about it for a while and told the undertaker he would just have her shipped home. And the undertaker asked, "Why? Why would you spend $5,000 to ship your mother-in-law home when it would be wonderful to be buried in the Holy Land for only $150? And the man said, well, a man died here about 2,000 years ago, and he was buried here, and 3 days later he rose from the dead, and I just can't take that chance. After the solemnity of Maundy Thursday and Good Friday, the gloominess is transformed on Easter Sunday. God has just played the best possible joke on the evil one. Jesus is alive. Death could not contain him. And in many traditions, the Sunday after Easter is a celebration of holy humor. Early Christian leaders often told jokes and uplifting, lighthearted stories in the days following Easter. God does have a sense of humor. And it was God who had the last laugh when people went to the tomb that first Easter morning. Surprise! He's not dead. Jesus Christ is risen. The tomb is empty. Remembering to have a good laugh is not a matter of being disrespectful, but celebrating the joy that God has blessed us. Today we are, and that sin and death and the devil have been vanquished. And we celebrate, we laugh, we sing. Some of us may be called on to dance. Next Sunday, we can go back to being God's frozen chosen. But this Sunday, we dance. A church that can laugh is a church that understands the triumph of the resurrection and enormous power of God. It's a church that understands that the smartest of humans and the most stunning accomplishments of humanity are but foolish child's play for God. When we consider the great things that God has done for us and the reason we celebrate Easter, laughter and shouts of joy should just bubble out of our mouths, because God has done so many wonderful, awesome and marvelous things. So feel free to laugh at the bad jokes. Chuckle with the good ones. Being a Christian and following Christ is very serious, as is our commitment to God. But we need to remember that we are called to rejoice in the Lord always. And rejoicing means to be filled with joy. And that means being able to laugh at things sometimes, just as God was probably laughing a little bit when everyone was looking for Jesus in that empty tomb. Now, since a number of the disciples were fishermen, whom Jesus called to fish for people, it seems only right that we tell a tall tale or two in that vein. A fisherman and his wife were blessed with twin sons, and they named the boys Toward and Away, because when they were infants, one of the boys would always turn toward the sea, and the other boy would always face inland. It didn't matter which way the parents positioned the boys, the same child always faced the same direction. Well, the years passed and the boys grew. And the day came when the fisherman said to his sons, "It's time you learned the family business." So they provisioned their ship, said their goodbyes, and set sail for a 3-month voyage. The 3 months passed quickly, yet the ship had not returned. Another 3 months passed, and still no ship. Finally, after 3 whole years passed, the grieving woman saw her husband walking down the lane to their home, alone. "Oh my goodness, what has happened to my darling boys?" she cried. And the ragged fisherman told his story. We were just barely a day out to sea when Toward hooked onto a big fish. Toward fought long and hard, but the fish was more than his equal. For a whole week they wrestled upon the waves without either of them letting go. Yet eventually the great fish started to win the battle, and Toward was pulled over the side of our ship. He was swallowed whole, and we never saw the great fish or Toward again. Oh dear, that must have been terrible. What a huge fish that must have been, his wife exclaimed. And the man nodded and thoughtfully answered, yes, it was. But you should have seen the one that got away. Is there a little trap door down here? It has been said that you don't stop laughing when you grow old. You grow old when you stop laughing. If God continues to laugh at Satan's folly, maybe we should take a lesson from God. A girl passed an old man's house on the way to Sunday school. And one day the old man very crankily said, "Why do you always go to Sunday school? All they do is tell you ridiculous fairy tales." So the little girl replied, "Like what?" "Well," the old man said, "like that story about Jonah and the giant fish. Do you really believe that could happen?" "I don't know. But when I get to heaven, I'll ask God," the little girl responded. And the old man said, "Well, what if Jonah's not there?" And the man continued, let's back that up. "I don't know, but when I get to heaven, I will ask him," she responded. And the old man said, "Well, what if Jonah's not there?" And the little girl innocently replied, "Well, then you can ask him." Out in the ocean, a large fishing vessel hit some rocks, and the ship was sinking fast. And the captain called out, "Does anyone know how to pray?" And one man stepped forward and said, "I do, Captain." "Oh, good," said the captain. "You pray. The rest of us will put on our life preservers. We're one short." Well, today we celebrate the grace and mercy of God through the gift of laughter and joy. And so today I hope you smile. I hope you laugh. And remember the gift of joy that God has blessed upon us. I mean, there are many passages in the Bible that reflect this idea, because we know that humor is part of how we experience the joy in life, how we cope with hard times, and how we lift one another's spirits. And some people truly have the gift of humor and can really make people laugh, and that is a gift. In Scripture, we read, "He will yet fill your mouth with laughter and your lips with shouting." That's from Job. Not a book that you think of anything very happy happening in. Ecclesiastes 3:4 reminds us, "There is a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance." And in Psalm 126, "Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongues with shouts of joy." It had to have been such intense joy of the good news of the resurrection that spilled out and gave the women and the disciples the courage to speak the unfathomable truth that the one who was crucified now lives, even as they struggled with their own immense grief. So this morning, we laugh, a little or a lot, in hopes of catching on to some of that divine joy that fills the empty tomb, and to remind ourselves, even when things get difficult or seem impossible, that God is with us, and God is still laughing at the face of that which would otherwise bind us. What good news of great joy indeed. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.